Welcome back to the podcast, everybody. Welcome back to today's history. Today's history is the Cold War. We're going to be talking about breaking down how the Cold War happened, the major events. The movie that inspired me to actually do this was The Courier about, this isn't sponsored or anything, but it was a pretty good movie. If you're a history buff like myself, I would suggest going and watching it. The main character is played by the guy who played Doctor Strange. It's very good. It's about a British businessman who ends up going to, who ends up becoming a spy with M16 and CIA with a Russian man in Moscow, to try to stop the Cuban Missile Crisis. That's all I'm going to give away about it. But now we're going to get into the Cold War. We're going to be starting off with the defeat of Germany and Japan in 1945. Technically, this was not the defeat of Japan. This was the moment that the war was technically over on the side of the Nazis, but not exactly on the side of Japan. Japan still held out for a little bit left of the year of 1945, but that is technically when the Axis Party died. February 4th to the 11th was when the conference meeting of FDR, Churchill, and Stalin, the big three Soviet Union, had control over Eastern Europe, and this is considered when the Cold War actually officially began. Now we have May 8th, VE Day, very famous day. It was the victory in Europe, meaning Germany finally surrendered to the Red Army in Berlin. It was the last fight. July was when Potsdam Conference was held, and Germany was officially partitioned into four zones of occupation. Then there was August 6th, the famous day. We're not going to go too much into this because it's a bit of a sensitive topic, but it was when the United States dropped the atomic bomb on Hiroshima. It was the 20 kiloton bomb Little Boy. It killed 80,000 people. Some of those were innocent people. Some of those were some not so innocent people, but it doesn't exclude what happened. Then we have August 8th was when Russia declared war on Japan. That was actually the official date that Russia declared war on Japan. You would think they would have declared earlier, but no. August 9th was when the United States drops the atomic bomb on Nagasaki. 22 kiloton Fat Man kills 70,000. August 14th, the Japanese finally surrender, completely ending World War II. August 15th was when the Emperor surrender broadcast VJ Day, meaning Victory in Japan Day. Now we're going into 1946. February 6th was Stalin's hostile speech. That's when he said communism and capitalism were incompatible, that a war from the West and Russia and the Soviet countries was inevitable. March 5th, 1946, this is all 1946, by the way, was the Sinews of Peace. Winston Churchill then declared that an Iron Curtain had descended on Europe. March 10th, President Truman, demanded that Russia leave Iran. Now, that was kind of a big deal because Russia was in Iran, kind of doing some stuff on the back burner, and Russia had kind of, most countries had decided, you know, we're gonna, I think it was, mainly the UK and United States had decided they were going to pull out of a lot of countries, and Stalin had basically said, you know what, I think I'm going to stay and take over these countries and put a communist regime in, which is what he did. July 1st, Operation Crossroad with Test Able was the first public demonstration of America's nuclear arsenal. Now, that was a big deal because that was showing America's strength in nuclear missiles. July 25th, America's Test Baker, that was the underwater explosion. I'm pretty sure it was an atomic bomb. 1947, March 12th, the Truman Doctrine. Truman declares an active role in the Greek Civil War. Now, that was kind of a big deal because the Greek Civil War was kind of... It was almost like Russia and the United States wanted to get involved, but neither of them kind of would get involved until Truman... Well, they wouldn't get involved publicly until Truman, I'm pretty sure, actually declared that he was getting involved and America was going to be a little bit involved. June was the Marshall Plan as announced of setting a precedent for helping countries combat poverty, disease, and malnutrition. Now, that was also a big deal because it just showed that they were trying to actually help and trying to prevent more poverty and technically communism. September 2nd was the Rio Pact. U.S. meets 19 Latin American countries and created a security zone around the hemisphere. Now we're moving into 1948. Now this was a very, 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 very big deal. This was marking the official, how do we call this? I personally like to call it the War of the Communism War. And this is 1948, February 25th. The communist takeover in Czechoslovakia. Now, Czechoslovakia, after Germany had taken over, wasn't looking very good on economic aid. And it wasn't looking very good in an economical standpoint. It was not doing very well during the war because it was being controlled by Germany and a lot of their factories and that kind of thing weren't able to continue because people wouldn't want to show up to work. They'd be scared. Now, not only that, Czechoslovakia is also a very almost underdeveloped, militarized country. It's very underdeveloped militarily. That's why they gave up to Germany so easily. Now, the communist takeover was kind of marking the communist terror of, East Europe, kind of near all of the Slovakian countries and all of the, communist-type countries like that. Now, the other thing is March 2nd, which was Truman's loyalty program, created to catch Cold War spies. Now, that was created because they didn't want more Russians coming in and spying, because it was a big deal that their Russians were sending people over and sending spies over to spy on things like that. Now we have, let's see, what else is there? Now there's also March 2nd. Now that was Truman's loyalty program, as I said, to catch Cold War spies. But as I was saying, going into detail about that, it was a big deal. Not very publicly. Most all programs are public, to the public eye, but it wasn't very, it's a big deal now to think about it. March 17th, Brussels Pact organized to protect Europe from communism. Now, they'd wanted to not spread communism in Europe. That was a very bad thing. Because if the Russians had taken over Europe, there would be another world war. Now, everybody at this point had been tired of the world wars. They wanted them to stop, you know? So, the Berlin blockade begins, and it lasted 11 months. But during that, he wanted to try to get the Americans out by stopping their supplies from land, creating a blockade. So Truman flew all of the supplies in, knowing that if Stalin were to shoot one of the planes down, it would have caused another world war. So he knew Stalin wasn't ready for that. Stalin wanted to first, if he was going to cause another world war, finish his master plan of spreading communism and spreading his tyrant ideas. So now we have 1949. April 4th, NATO was ratified. May 12th, Berlin blockade finally ends. The 29th of August was when Russia tested its first atomic bomb. I'm pretty sure it was Tsar Bomba. October 1st, communist Mao Zedong takes control of China and establishes the People's Republic of China, after the original Republic of China was ousted, right before World War II, actually World War I, because Japan had been waging its own war, taking over most of China, and ousting the Republic of China into Taiwan and all of their emperors and everything like that into Taiwan. Fun fact, actually, Taiwan is where most all of the emperors and leaders in the Republic of China before World War I and World War II were basically escaped to. December 1st, Chiang Kai-shek moved to Formosa and created the nationalist government. Now we're going into 1950. Truman approved H-bomb development. The hydrogen bomb. Now this is when their arsenals improved from atomic bombs to hydrogen. Now hydrogen are about, I believe, 10 times that of the atomic bomb, or maybe 20 times that of the atomic bomb. So, January. Joe McCarthy begins communist witch hunt and loyalty tests. June 24th, the Korean War begins, which Stalin supports North Korea, who invade South Korea, equipped with Soviet weapons. Now, the thing is, as we know, North Korea is now being led by a very interesting dictator. In case of a North Korean takeover, which I doubt would ever happen, just in case, though, we're just gonna say that he's an interesting dictator. Yeah, that's what we're gonna say. He's an interesting dictator. But, North Korea, now the whole Korean War would have to be a whole other subject about this. The Korean War was a very, it was kind of like the Vietnam War, just it was very repetitive, and it just got very hard for the soldiers to have a lot of morale. It lacked a lot of morale. 1951 would be January 12th. And now January 12th was the Federal Civil Defense Administration, or FCDA, was established. April 11th, Truman fires MacArthur because he, it's assumed that MacArthur just kind of wanted to nuke everybody. MacArthur kind of liked to nuke people, as we've seen from Nagasaki. 1952, A-bombs developed by Britain. 1953, March 17th, June 1st, nuclear arms race atomic test series of 11 explosions at Nevada test sites. In America, April 15th, RAND report on the vulnerability of U.S. strategic air power. Now, July, Korean War ends. December 8th, Ike's Atom of Peace speech. Now, before I go on, what I'm going to talk about here is that the arms race, the atomic test race, the vulnerability of the U.S. strategic air power. America has launched a whole lot of nukes. They've a whole lot of nuclear weapons have been lost. So sleep well at night thinking about if any of y'all live on yachts, that you could currently be floating over an atomic bomb. Just a thought. Now, 1954, H-bomb Castle Bravo test. Now, March, KGB was established. So, think about that. That's a very big deal. And then a little bit later in March, the CIA helped overthrow unfriendly regimes in Iran and Guatemala. Now, Osama bin Laden, those people were actually trained kind of by CIA. That's a whole other thing, though. They were trained by CIA to go against the Soviet Union and to go against stuff like that. The whole thing of Iran was trained by them, and so that was kind of whole, the whole thing is, they pr- probably shouldn't have trained them and then not expected them to come back and attack. But that's just all another thing. July of 1954, Vietnam was split into at the 17th parallel. 1955, May Warsaw Pact was formed. 1956, June 29th, USSR sends tanks into Posen, Poland to suppress demonstrations by workers. September 4th, USSR sends military aid to Afghanistan. October through November, the rebellion put down in communist Hungary. October 29th, Suez Crisis began with the Israeli attack led by Moshe Dayan, against, probably butchering his name, against Egyptian forces in Sinai. Egypt then took control of the Suez Canal. 1957, August 26, Vostok rocket launched first ICBM. That's kind of a big deal. October 4th, Sputnik was launched into orbit. Now, Sputnik was a big deal. In case you don't know what Sputnik is, I would recommend going on to, I would recommend going into Disney Plus if you haven't and watching the Real Right stuff. That will explain the space race a lot better. Sputnik 2 was launched, and Luka died in space. 1958, January 31st, Explorer 1 launched. Now, this is also where the NASA Mercury project comes in, the Real Right stuff, or the Right stuff. July 1958, NASA begins Mercury process using Atlas rocket. November of 1958, Khrushchev demands withdrawal of troops from Berlin. 1959, January, Cuba taken over by Fidel Castro, a communist leader who hates America, who is in their backyard. September 1959, Khrushchev visits United States in the kitchen debate. 1960, A-bombs were developed by France. May, Soviet Union reveals that the U.S. spy plane was shot down over Soviet territory. November, John F. Kennedy was elected president of the United States. December 19th, Cuba openly aligns itself with the Soviet Union and their policies. 1961, Bay of Pigs invasion to see Cuban Missile Crisis timeline. Now, here's the thing. The Bay of Pigs invasion was a horrible embarrassment defeat on Kennedy's part. They wanted to limit the amount of U.S. involvement to stop them from obviously knowing that U.S. was involved, so they decided to cut their air support basically in half, basically doing themselves in that invasion. August 13th, Berlin border is closed. They put up a chain link fence or a barbed wire fence with guards. On August 17th, construction of the Berlin Wall begins. Now I will say a quote from JFK. JFK may not have also been the best of presidents, but I think during the Cold War, he did a very decent job in keeping the American people together and keeping motivation together for the country. As JFK once said, democracy may not be perfect, but we never had to construct a wall to keep our people in. Just let that sit and think about that. 1962, U.S. involvement in Vietnam increases. October was the Cuban Missile Crisis. Now, the Cuban Missile Crisis was a big deal because Russia had their missiles in Cuba, meaning that the only place that wasn't vulnerable to a nuclear attack would be all the way west, super, super west, northwest, I think Washington. That was the only place that would be safe. The rest was all vulnerable. All of it. Now, eventually, Russia ended... Well, this is the oversimplified version. But, basically, Russia said, hey, you know if you just took your missiles out of Turkey, we'd take ours out of Cuba? Because they're both in their back doors. And Kennedy basically said, yeah. Yeah, let's do that. I think we'll do that. And then the whole world's lived happily ever after. No, I'm joking. That did not happen. So then, 1963 July nuclear test ban treaty ratified to limit the amount of nuclear weapons that could be tested. November 22nd, President Kennedy assassinated in Dallas, Texas. Now, was Kennedy a bad man? That's not for me to say. Was he a decent president? Sure. But nobody deserves to be assassinated. Well, I'm not even going to go that far back. I don't think he deserved to be assassinated. So, no matter the opinion, I don't think anyone really just deserves to straight up die like that. For all the presidents who have been assassinated, you know, Lincoln and Kennedy, rest in peace. You will forever be memorized by history as some of the most well-known presidents. 1964, August, Gulf of Tonkin incident, and we're getting towards the end of the Cold War, but not really. October, A-bombs delivered in China, 1965. U.S. Marines were sent to the Dominican Republic to fight communism, July of 1965. Announcement of dispatching 200,000 for that little country, U.S. troops to Vietnam. 1966, B-52s bomb North Vietnam in air raids to try to limit their air support and their attack on South Korea. Or South Vietnam, I mean. 1967, the U.S. Secretary of Defense Robert McNamara admits that the U.S. bombing raids had failed to meet their objectives. 1968, North Korea captured the USS Puebla. President Johnson does not run for the presidency, and Richard Nixon elected President of the United States. August, the Soviet Red Army crushes Czechoslovakian revolt. 1969, the Apollo 11 lands on the moon, July 20th. Now, that is a very, very big deal, because that means, you know, that they had, you know, kind of won the space race. I mean, they touched down on the moon first. But did they? Was the moon landing faked? I mean, they could have been thinking about that. I know it sounds like some crazy conspiracy theory. I know, but think about it. They wanted to beat the Russians in any way possible. And in 1960s, 1960s technology, do you really think they could do that? I'm on the edge. I think it could be possible that they did, and I think it could be possible that they didn't. That's just where I stand on it. It's just my opinion. Now, 1970, President Nixon, extends Vietnam War to Cambodia, because North Korea was sending their men through Cambodia and other countries next to it. 1971, publication of Pentagon Papers. 1972, Richard Nixon visits China, which was quite funny when he visited China, because he saw what was called the Emperor's Ear Stoppers, where he would put stoppers into his ears to prevent from hearing criticism. And Richard Nixon famously said, "Give me a pair." July, SALT I was signed. 1973, January, ceasefire in Vietnam between North Vietnam and United States. September, U.S. supported coup overthrows Chilean government. October, Egypt and Syria attack Israel. Egypt requests Soviet aid. 1974, Richard Nixon resigns, which it's quite funny. Nixon resigns from because of Watergate scandal. But then you have his vice president, who then officially pardons him. Think about the corruption there. But anyway. 1979, U.S. and China establish diplomatic relations. And here comes the man, the myth, and, the legend. Ronald Reagan is elected. Now, we come in 1983. President Reagan, the man, the myth, the legend, probably my favorite president of all time, in my opinion, the best president of all time. October, U.S. troops invades and overthrows regime in Grenada. We're getting towards the end of the Cold War here. 1985, Gorbachev becomes the leader of the Soviet Union, initiating a campaign of openness, de-Stalinization, basically. Now, Gorbachev he had the right idea in wanting to liberate and make Russia a happy country, not under the tyrannism of Stalin, but under, just being happy. The only problem was that he started replacing things that he did not find happy and that he didn't like. He started banning. His jazz music sounds like the feeling of needing to fart. Banned. Just ridiculous things like that. Like saying modern art looks like a toddler urinated on a canvas. Banned. Like just stuff that he didn't like. President Reagan and Gorbachev's resolve to remove all intermediate nuclear missiles from Europe. 1987, Reagan and Gorbachev agreed to remove all medium and short-range nuclear missiles. 1989, January, Soviet troops withdraw from Afghanistan. Now, you gotta think about this. Reagan really de-escalated the Cold War. He, in my opinion, he's the one who ended the Cold War, if you ask me. But what do I know? I'm just a kid, huh? 1989, Soviet troops withdraw from Afghanistan. Poland becomes independent. September, Hungary becomes independent. November, a historic moment where the Berlin Wall is demolished and East Germany allows unrestricted migration to West Germany. Now, the night before everyone was supposed to leave, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, maybe even thousands of people lined up at Checkpoint Charlie and stormed the gates. Now, at that point, they were illegally immigrating, and they could have been shot on sight by the Russians, but at that point, there were so many of them that the Russians just gave up. They let them cross. And so in the morning, everyone woke up to a big hole in the Berlin Wall. People came out there with sledgehammers and started tearing the wall down. And famously from Reagan, he said, Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall. It was a historic moment for Germany, because it meant that Germany could finally be reunified under one nation and under one flag without having a wall to keep them in. Now, December, communist government falls in Czechoslovakia, Bulgaria, and Romania. 1990, Lithuania becomes independent. May 29th, Boris Yeltsin elected as president of Russia. October 3rd, Germany was finally reunited. And 1991 of August, the end of the Soviet Union. I mean, the end of the Cold War. But let me go into a bit more detail of what the Soviet Union really was, because people don't always understand this. The Soviet Union wasn't just Russia. It was the multiple countries and multiple, what do you call it? Little groups inside of Russia, you could say, like kind of like states, almost. Provinces, if you will. Provinces, yeah. So Ukraine, things like that. That's just an example. That made up the Soviet Union. But the reason that the Soviet Union dissolved is because those people wanted to be independent. So Gorbachev and the other guy who became president decided to allow that to happen. Gorbachev had the right idea, but he just didn't execute the plan as best that he could. So, you know. I do think Reagan handled the situation very well. I think Lyndon B. Johnson was a terrible president, to be honest with you. I think he did a horrible job of handling the Vietnam War. and he caused unnecessary American deaths, unnecessary American losses. I think Nixon was, he was a campaigning genius, but he was just too suspicious of everybody and too, you know, just, he didn't understand, I guess, you know, it's just things like that that ruin it for yourselves, and it's quite sad, honestly, because you get an opportunity, like, to be president, and you throw it in the gutter because you decide to do something stupid like Watergate, and, yeah. Well, guys, that was today's history. I hope you enjoyed. This is about a 30-minute video. Stay tuned, because the day before Easter, Saturday, we are going to be releasing a video that I'm going to be featuring my dad, a podcast, talking about the Iranian war that lasted for 20 years, I believe. And he's going to be talking more in depth about that. Let me know what you guys would like to see, what history you guys would like to see. If you want to try to friend me on Discord, which I doubt you would, but I'll tell you my Discord anyway. It is True the Assassin, capital T for True, capital T for The, capital A for Assassin, slash, and then the number or 0096. If you guys want to add me on Discord and tell me what you guys would like to see, you are welcome to do that. And, yeah. So, that is Clicking the Civil War, guys. I hope you guys really appreciated it, and that you guys really think about the Cold War. Many people, you know, many people don't understand the Cold War and how the Cold War really had a big impact on the world. I mean, the world was scared about falling into a nuclear apocalypse like 3 times. Probably more than that. In a span of 40 years, you know? And it was crazy. It was crazy times. It was scary times. So, yeah, I hope you guys really appreciated that and really truly listened to understand. I will see you guys in the next one. Follow me on YouTube. Follow me on Twitter.